Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I hope that everyone is doing well out there today. It is a beautiful, absolutely beautiful day. May the Lord bless you on today. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you, and I thank you, Lord, for the truth, because by the truth we shall be made free. And I thank you, Lord, for freedom on today. Bless us and keep us. Give us courage in this hour. Bless us through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's go back over to the book of John, John chapter 15. And we left off in verse 14, and we're going to reread that. It says, "Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you." Now, before we even kind of get into that, we left off yesterday ending on the podcast about people holding positions, and that there is a dual responsibility when you hold a position and you misuse your authority, because people will become, I like to call it, disenchanted, and they will become less trusting in you as a person if you misuse your authority and also the position that you hold. And that is a huge problem, excuse me, in the body of Christ, because we all have seen misuse and mismanagement of people in the body of Christ professing to be Christians and doing things that are against biblical teaching and sound doctrine. And when we see that, not only do we lose trust in the person, we lose trust in the position, and we want to lump it all together. Now, that means that a greater responsibility is on the person that is holding the position, but there is still a responsibility on the person that is listening to that person or is privy to that information, that they do not become sour or bitter when it comes to God. That we do not use that circumstance to now all of a sudden be justified in our not following Christ because of some person. It is not going to wash at the end of the day, because we have a responsibility to go to the Lord on our own. That is the reason why Christ died and the veil has been rent in two. That means that we can boldly go to the throne of grace. Individually, we don't need a priest to do it. We don't need any blood sacrifice that the priest is doing with the lamb, because Jesus is the blood sacrifice. He made atonement for our sins so we can go ourselves straight to God. So if someone in the ministry or, you know, does wrong, or some, or it's a husband cheats, or a wife cheats, or all of a sudden, you know, someone that you looked up to have disappointed you, and now all of a sudden, say a father, for instance, because that has gotten a lot of us, has done something wrong to the family, or he left the family, or he misused or abused his authority, and he abused people in the family, or she did, the mother did, and now all of a sudden you're like, I don't trust men, I don't trust women, I don't trust people in authority, I don't trust pastors, we can't do that. We cannot do that. We trust God. And if just so happens that people disappoint us, yes, it hurts, but we still have a responsibility to God directly. Our relationship with God cannot be broken by someone else's actions. We have to fervently go after a relationship with Christ, because that's what's going to matter. We will have no excuse. So let's go back. And I felt compelled to say that because we were talking about positions yesterday. And that is just a big excuse. Oh, the church is full of hypocrites, and so-and-so cheated with the money, and so-and-so end up having an affair, and so-and-so. And that's the reason why I don't go to church. No, that can't be the reason, because not all churches are that way. And secondly, should not stop you from reading the word yourself and praying. We won't have an excuse why we didn't follow the Lord. We won't. We can say, oh, Joe Blow messed up. Yeah, God is going to say, yeah, Joe Blow, he did mess up. But what about you? It's an individual thing. So let's go back to John chapter 15, verse 15. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So, excuse me, let's back up. Verse 16 says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And ordained you, means appointed you. It was decided beforehand that you were designated to go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. We have life circumstances, no doubt about it. Things that come try to knock us off our horse, and sometimes it succeeds in knocking us off our horse, but it doesn't knock us out. But we have been ordained and appointed to go and bring forth fruit. What fruit? Fruit in the spirit and fruit in the natural. We should be known by our fruit. What we do for Christ is only going to remain. Who are we helping? Who are we introducing the gospel to? Who are we being kind and loving to? Who are we serving? That's our fruit. We should not be hypocrites. No. Absolutely not. We should not be liars. We read before in Revelation that all liars, those that loveth and maketh a lie, is going to hit hell. They're going to be consumed by flames. Somebody living a perpetual lifestyle of lying. So we should be known by good fruit. People should see us and know that they have a resemblance of Christ. They can see God in us. They can see what stands for good in us, and that our Father may be glorified. So we were appointed already to bring forth fruit. We should not be spewing forth bitterness, because that is not of God. So we've been appointed to bring forth fruit, that our fruit shall remain, and whatsoever we ask in the Father's name, he will give it to us. We talked about that, I believe, last week, that we don't ask amiss that we consume it on our flesh, but we ask in the name of Christ that we are looking to bear more fruit. This is about being used of God. About being used of God, and about serving God's people and bringing people into the kingdom that they might be saved. That's what this journey is about. It's not about collecting things, not about money, power, and authority. It's not about huge ministries. It's not about getting big houses and I'm blessed. We are blessed by the presence of the mighty God and his spirit, and being saved alone. That's being blessed, that we know him. And we know him through fellowship, through the resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. That's how we know God. I'm going to stop right there. Oh, wait, let me just read verse 17 in John chapter 15. It says, these things I command you, that you love one another. That's the end of that section of John chapter 15. Please join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.